Understand where you are currently and understand the energy in your current space. Let your spider sense, let your sensitivities go off in your space, and it'll help you develop and develop and develop. That's how I've always been in that space, bro. I've always tried to be sensitive. I played at a church for the majority of my life. Like I said, from my mom's church, my dad's church, Catholic church, such and such church. It was even when I moved, so I wound up relocating you a few, about 10 years ago, a little longer, to DC. And I was playing at an
That's how
AME
we
church
got
in DC.
connected.
That's how we got connected. And Josh was over there with me. Bro, I was at that church for 16 years, something
I
like
know they
that.
ain't wanna let you
And
go, boy.
bro, we had my going away was the I'm talking about. I ain't cry like that when I left my mama church.
Really?
I was at my mama church all my life, bro. We cried like somebody was spanking us the whole service. It was crazy. Cause that relate the relationships, it was 16 years. Like I didn't really live until I went to that church. Like life didn't start happening till I got to that church. Like my children were born while I was at that church. One of my sons passed. He died while I was at that church. I was married. I got married while I was at that church. I got divorced while I was at that church. You know what I'm saying? I had a whole lot of money while I was at that church, and then the money got weird, and I got money again. You know, so many ebbs and flows of life happened in that church, and my pastor was literally, "Phil, you good? Phil, you all right? How's everything going? How's this?" And he was doing that. It don't matter what I was doing while I was playing for a dude. When I was doing Danity Kane, and we needed a place to rehearse. My pastor was like, "Why don't y'all rehearse at the church?" He overheard us having a conversation because I was just talking to him. He was at some guitar center or something. I don't know what was that. He was doing something. He's looking at something to buy. And they called me, and I just happened to have the phone on speaker. And they were like, "Yeah, we need somewhere to rehearse. We want to go to DC because the venue there." He was like, "Why don't you just rehearse at the church?" He was, and I'm like, "I can bring Danny Kane to the church to rehearse? Yeah. Bro, we closed the church down. I got the whole band come out, Danny Kane up there popping it on the daggone view." I was like, "You cool with it?" He was like, "I want to go." He came to the church, watched the rehearsals and all that stuff, and was chilling like tape. I had like this church has been pivotal. Like when I was getting MD gigs, opportunities for stuff, for TV shows, for all the kind of stuff I'm doing, and I need somewhere to work the music out in my head, just doing it in the church.
Let's do it in the church. That's dope.
So that church of 16 years, I got
And
an
then you had
opportunity
just
here.
told me you got the Viscount. Then you're like, I'm leaving. I'm like, come on, man.
Crazy.
Just told me about
Just
the
told me.
Viscount.
Just got it. Loved it for about a month.
Man, that thing got
Got an
some crack on it,
opportunity,
man.
man.
It kicks.
That's a call. Top of the year, he called me. He was like, "Yeah." He stood up in church. He was having a worship service. He stood up in church. He was like, "Phil, I told you last year, and some things happened differently." He said, "But this year," he was like, "we already know we're preparing. You're not gonna be here much longer." He's like, "So we're preparing now. We're getting new musicians. We're getting this." He was like, "Not because we want to replace you, but we want to be able to be we want you to help us support while you're gone."
You gotta,
And I'm sitting there
yeah.
like, "Man, this nigga must be crazy. I ain't going nowhere. I've been here 16 years. I don't have no we. This is the easiest church in the
Real
world. There's
leaders
no drama.
know, though. They know,
There's
Phil.
no issue.
Leaders know. Real leaders know.
No, they know." And
He's
he
not gonna
sat
be
there.
here any
So I
longer.
called. Dog, one of my best friends called me and was like, "Hey, man, the new pastor at this church. One of the new pastors, and I'm in charge of so and so. How you feel about moving to Dallas?" And I was like, "Man, ain't nobody moving to Dallas. I'm good. I got
The
a place
food,
here.
bruh. I know the
My
food,
kids
Grant.
about 30, 45 minutes from me." He was like, "Cool, I'm gonna send you over one sheet. We can talk through it and all that." I was like, "Bro, do you know how much money it would take me to even consider moving? I'm good. I got the money still.
Yeah,
I'm
I
good.
didn't
I'm
say I didn't have my wallet with me. He ain't
yeah,
say that.
yeah. So I'm like, I and at this point, I had just did Tamela Mann's album. So I'm
You
working on
up.
Tamela's record. That's how, my boys. I'm like, I just did Tamela record, and I'm living in D.C. I don't have to move to Dallas.
Because you can fly anywhere from DC, bro.
I'm flying back and forth. Though I was flying back and forth during COVID. I know once the world, you know, got better, we was going, I was still gonna be good. So I was like, I mean, we'll see. Man, he sent me that one sheet over. I was like,
That hold up.
And the gift shall make room.
Doc, this loved me way before I loved it. Doc, music me way. I hit my pastor. I said, hey, man, you got a second to talk? He's like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. Doc, I just want to talk to you, man. I said, check your email. He checked this email. I let him see the one sheet, offering all that stuff. And he was like, so I'm thinking we're going to have to go ahead and do your, you know, last Sunday, 1st of October. I was like, huh? I said, no, I'm saying this is one of the offers. I think this is probably the one you're talking about. I said, but I'm good. You know, I'm good. He was like, I'm not good. He was like, dude, I love God.
What
I love
a
God.
Leader. Shout him out again, man. Shout him out again.
Stop. Reverend Tony Lee, my guy for life. We still talk every day. Now, this guy hits me once a week.
He is a leader's leader. Salute to you.
He is a general. He said, he said, Phil, I'm not. He said, I love God too much to mess up your life and my life.
Come on.
Facts. He said, I'm good. He said, you have served us well. He said, you have served us in spaces. You were on tour coming home Sunday mornings for church. You was on tour.
Josh
with
told
Man
me, he said, bro,
for 3-4 months.
Phil makes it
home.
Back by Sunday.
Yeah.
And if he don't, he got somebody back and he's subbing.
Yes.
He hired somebody to sub. Like,
No, I need people to hear this. Hear what a good leader is, what a good leader does.
They
think
invest
about it
in you,
space.
Bro.
Exactly. Not only a stepping stone for where he was going, but an area for growth.
Yes.
Because people move job to job and be like, all right, just, you know, I'm going to get paid a little bit more here. It's just stepping stone to the next job where I'm going to really get paid what I want to. Like, no, like, what are you going to be learning in this space? How are you going to be growing wherever you at? That's all I'm hearing. That's all I'm hearing.
And the crazy part for me, man, I told him and he was like, I'm not even going to give you an opportunity to say no. We're not even discussing whether you should do
it.
When are you ready to go? You ready to go? I don't know what we need to do, what needs to happen. Dog, my church looked out. I told him that in September. He was like, so I'm going to give you 2 weeks and then let him know something. So the job wasn't going to be ready until the end of October. That's the last day that the guy was playing at that church that I was replacing.
Absolutely.
So church September, they said, well, we're going to let you go August 6th. And so I'm in my head like, kind of early. Trying to get rid of me? You know? Like, but for I'm talking about on that phone, bro, we cried for an hour and a half. I cried, man. Because I literally started, you know, you start feeling the feelings. You feeling the days that, you know what I'm saying, your son passed. Or you feeling the days that the divorce stuff, and you're looking in your head like, who's going to have my back if something happened? Because like you said, it's just wasn't opportunities, it was relationships. Who's going to have me if I do something crazy? If I do, who's going to have my back? I don't know nobody in Dallas. I don't know nobody in these spaces. And he was like, I don't even know why you're asking that question. That's not even relevant to where we are. He was like, I'm your pastor. I'm the person I am in your life.
That's going to organically work.
We're good. He was like, I'm going to be talking to you once a month, twice a month, three times a month, depending on your say. He was like, that's what we're doing now. He said, your community is still here. And the church and the community of hope. He said, the community is still here, Doc. They're not going to. And I'm literally looking like, I didn't see how it was going to fit. And it was cool. So I said, all right, we'll take it. Still a little nervous. Not nervous about the job. Not nervous about doing that because, you know, I felt like I could do the job. I was capable of doing whatever job was put in front of me. I'm good on the music part. The one thing that I'm not worried about on the music stuff. You know, that's why
Pause
when you
right
talk
there.
To the master.
Is this being at Concord? I mean, I don't want you to have to be too diplomatic or whatever, but transparent as you can. Is the requirement with Tamela Mann, are they like not still not that intense? It's just like it's still church, or is it it's you're producing in the same kind of realm like when you do, because with Tamela, bro, y'all got some arrangements. Y'all
Oh
got
yeah,
some arrangements. Like, is it like that on Sunday, or
bro.
is it
It's a
more?
movie on Sunday. Every month, every Sunday is a movie. Matter of fact, we got a live recording this month. It's a movie, bro. We have to curate an experience for a church with over 10,000 people.
Course.
So they're not. It's not the regular Sunday. You got to get the attention. It's a movie. It's like a mini tour every Sunday. The songs, different arrangements. The energy is different. The
And you have
pastor
help, right? You have help.
is
It's not just all on
different.
you,
I
right?
got, you know, I brought in a, when I came, I brought in a new a crew and all that stuff. But for the most part, you know, I'm MD in it as well as I'm the director of worship and finance for the whole thing. But I'm MD in it every Sunday. I got a nice crew of musicians and stuff like that. They dope. But it's not heavy. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? Music stopped being heavy a long time. I don't even do stuff that's heavy.
That's what I'm
Like,
saying. I'm like, because I know, but the Tamla stuff is kind of, bro, that last tour y'all did,
Tamil
it was
stuff
kind of heavy,
is
bro. Y'all
fun.
was
So, you know,
y'all was getting
it's like you.
it in, bro.
So it's like you. When I met you, Stro, you was a little lighter. You know, you was lighter. Then when you came to the show and you walked in like this, and we was like,
Bro,
you know.
nah. So
And I was
first of
like,
all,
that's dope.
bro,
Bro, what have you been doing? You were like, yeah, I've been in. But at the, you know, it's the context of you. It was like whatever you were lifting before was heavy. But now you walk in rooms like, this ain't heavy for me. This heavy for
Right.
them. And I see what you did
Exactly.
right there. It's not heavy. I'm good.
Exactly.
Bro
Look,
walked
bro. That's
into
what I'm talking
the
about.
bro walked into my show looking like security. And I was like, where's Stro?
Everybody says that, bro. They was like,
Stro
bro.
came in like, yeah, you know, Phil, you're my guy. I'm like, bro, ease up.
the
Yeah,
chest.
ease up. I was like, my guy, what are you doing? I was like,
Bro.
how'd this happen? You know,
Look.
but for
Hold on,
you.
hold on, hold on. The fog is going on. They're rehearsing. It's black. Tamla's right there. You know, David is right there. And all of a sudden he gets on the mic and says, "Hey, that's one of the baddest musicians in Richmond."
In
Everybody
Richmond.
turns around and looks at me, and I'm like, "Wow, that's love,
My
bro."
guy. My
They
guy.
look at him,
You
he's
know,
back there
because it's
on the Smith the
yeah.
Popeyes joint. You know,
Look,
I was like, yeah, that's
it
yep,
ain't just,
yep.
and it ain't just about who you know, but it's about who introduces you. And I appreciate you that. I'm gonna tell you that on this podcast, so it's with us forever. It's online forever. I really
Yes, sir.
appreciate you doing that. It was like I didn't really get any funny looks from David or Tamla after that. It was like I'm walking backstage freely as I could. You know, I had
Exactly.
all access because of him. But I'm talking about I never asked them for a picture because it just
Yeah.
wasn't that kind of vibe.
Bro.
And I'm like, bro, I'm just saying this is gonna happen again. But even
Yeah.
on top of that, it was just, it was a vibe. They're a family. Like he got real relationships with these cats. You don't want to be like, look, I'm standing in front of David. Like I wasn't on that type of time. Cause it's
Yeah,
just
you
a
fam,
family,
you
man.
got a chance to meet the fam over there.
The whole band, it was
Tam is
crazy.
mom, dog. We call her mama. We call her mama. We call her David Pop. And that's that. Like I'm talking about Thanksgiving. So yeah, when y'all give Thanksgiving, ain't even a question is
They
I'm
be
doing this with
chilling,
Thanksgiving.
man.
It's so
Backstage, they was
cool.
chilling.
Yeah, so cool of an environment. And when I got there, when I got to them, and I was working with Tam for, I don't know, I produced the record. And then she was like, would you be my MD? And I'm like, yeah, of course. I didn't know that was coming, but I'll take it, you know. Because at that point in my life, I had gotten out of that space. When I started working on Tam, I was just producing. I wasn't an MD for no while. I was playing at my church and producing records for people. Was not doing anything on the road for a few years. I kind of got tired a little bit because I'm getting older.
I know. I
And
get it.
I didn't want to be the guy.
Mondays are so important to me now. Monday. Leave me alone.
No idea, man. You have no idea. And so when she hit me, she asked me about it. I was like, yeah, I got you. I think I'll do it again. I would do it again. And we've been rocking, and that's been over 2 or 3 years now. What was that? Wow, that was when COVID was during COVID. So about 2000, somewhere in
Bro,
2000, so
Bill,
since
Bill.
now.
Josh calls me and he says, "Bro, Phil really got it, bro. He's really him." I was like, what you mean, bro? Like, he said, no, bro. It's a lot of cats be capping. He said, Phil's really him. I was sitting, I went to their house and he was
You
like
did.
little bro in there. And he said, Phil was like little bro. Phil was going in the refrigerator, grabbing a piece of cheesecake. You know what I'm saying? Phil had
Hey,
Gucci slippers walking around.
bro, the house shoes, the house
I
shoes.
told Josh, I
Phil's
said, bro,
really him,
come
bro.
down. Come hang out with your boy. Come chill. Josh came down for about what, 3 days, 3, 4 days. He was
He
supposed to
said
stay
the
for a day
state
and a
was
half. He wasn't
huge.
paying for it. He came to the compound. It was crazy. I walked them through the state, the gyms, all the stuff like that. We got a sound stage room where they do movies. I walked through the whole thing. Josh was like, bro, what
When
are
you
we
said the
doing?
compound,
Yeah, I gotta
bro,
bring him down again
didn't
now.
he meet Kirk too?
He met Kirk. Yeah, Kirk came through that time. Yeah, he met. But I wasn't working with Kirk then. I just started. Oh, I kind of was working with him, but I wasn't
But he
him
met
being
Kirk
on
because he
board.
was like, bro, he
He
said,
met
I
Kirk.
think
He
he said the
met.
sister was kind of like a guard. She was like, how you getting here? Phil,
Bro,
oh, all right, you
met
good.
Kirk. Yeah, met Kirk. He came
Yeah.
down. We had little sessions and all. Bro, we were just having fun. We was getting ready for Unplugged. We was doing Tamela's Unplugged album. So he was coming down. We was rehearsing during the day. And then we was chilling that night. I took him, to the city. We had a good time, man. And I got a chance to chill with my guy. But he got a chance to see it, man. And it's nothing like bringing the people that's got your back down to be like, I'm okay, bro. I'm okay. And they'd be like, I'm gonna come down and check on you. And then when they check in, they'd be like,
Bro.
oh yeah, he's really okay. He's good. He's
Bro, that's dope, man. That is dope.
and Tamela's joint really opened doors because I met Kurt in that space, you know what I'm saying, of her album. And then one of my best friends here that work in the church, he also works with Kurt. So he's working with Kurt heavy. And he was
First
like,
time
yo,
meeting them, bro.
bro, crazy.
Did you fan
Crazy.
out in your mind? Did you fan out in your mind? Because you're like, I can't
I
act weird.
want
I
to
can't
say,
act weird. I can't act weird.
teaching point right here.
I want to say, I want to say I was, Kurt is weird, bro. Like, Kurt is the guy that sits in the room. So I've met Kurt in spaces before there. He's the guy that
Oh,
sits in the room
okay. So you had a yeah.
and you'll be playing at a church service. And Kurt is in the room. He's playing church, and you be playing. I was playing and singing on Bobby Jones gospel one time. My church had Bobby Jones gospel. It was the go-go thing. It was going. So Bobby Jones come and do it. Kurt just happened to be there. I'm playing and singing. Maybe like 2 minutes into our song, Kurt jumps out of his seat, runs up to the stage, pushes me off the keyboard, gives me the mic, and says, "I'm gonna play. You go sing." He's that guy.
I've
He's
seen
weird
something
like
like
that.
that happen before. Yeah.
He's never been like the, oh yeah, I'm a billionaire,
Okay.
gospel
I get that
artist. He's
vibe.
always
I was
like,
watching the Shannon
he's always
Sharp
good.
interview, and he just seemed
Yeah.
really down to earth.
So I'm sitting there like, he's like, nephew, you're killing nephew, something like that. And he always does that. So the only thing that kind of probably shook me was he remembered me from something. He was like, dude, didn't I see you in Nashville? I said, I was like, that's crazy.
Because you're
Now
thinking,
that's
how
crazy.
many musicians are knocking on Kurt's door?
How many guys, dog? How many? So that was crazy. Seeing him, but understanding that he saw me was the weird thing. Like for the first time, I was like, seeing him in this element and all that. I was like, that's dope. That's cool. But when he walk in the room and he like, dude, don't I know you? What is the go-go joint? The go-go. And I'm sitting there like, that's crazy. That's crazy. What you're doing right now is crazy. And I'm like, yeah. So now you're getting nervous because now you're like, well, did I do good that day? Was I terrible? Did I suck? Because why you remember that? Was I
Yeah, that's
terrible?
what I was about to say. Yep.
He was like, no, dog, he was crazy. He was a killer. So from there, man, I walked in, and Kirk's joint happened real easy. It was real swift. It was like, bro, we had just did the record. So he would be calling me in, helping him on little stuff. So he was doing the Kingdom soundtrack for the show. Yo, can y'all help me do this here? He was like, Phil, man, we about to go on tour. You trying to go on tour? And I was like, nope. I just did Tamela's tour. So I didn't mind. I would have
You
went because
told me
Tamela's on
about that.
tour. Kurt
you
was
was
on
just
tour.
coming off, yeah.
Just coming off Tams. And so Tams going back on tour with them.
Yeah.
And but my thing is, I just got to my church. And my church is, you know,
But you want to get
without
locked in. You want to get locked
want
in.
to be locked in, I
You
want to
know?
build where I'm at. I feel like this is, you know,
Yep.
where I'm supposed to be
I
too.
feel
So I
you.
need to. I was like, it's got to make complete sense. He was like, well, this one ain't gonna make that kind of sense. Cool, and it's gonna be cool, but like that. But I tell you what, can
You
you
can't get
program?
mad when your musician's playing for Kurt.
Exactly. That,
You
you
win.
know, I loved it, man. Kurt was like, yeah, bro. So this one, can you help me with the show? Can you program the show? And so as in, because keep in mind, Kurt, his right hand man has always been Sean Martin. So Sean Martin had some has been in some
Yeah.
health lately.
Was he on
So
Tiny Desk?
Sean, yeah, Sean was doing everything, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he
So
was on Tiny Desk.
Sean is in he's still in the hospital right now. So he's been in that space. So Kurt is very he's an artist that locks with his guys. So
That's the way I see all the elite artists. They have a relationship. That's why, bro, that's why I don't be banging your door down. I'm like, I'm not banging
Bro.
my man's door down because I'm like, I know people are in line. You know what I mean? I feel like people are in line to get down with you. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm gonna wait my turn. You know what I'm saying? Wait my turn. I already know. I already
Bro,
know.
but you understand the vibes of that. Like
I do.
that
It's a
kind of
relationship.
Kurt been working with him for 30 years. So
Yeah.
that's his guy. And so for him to ask me to step in,
Big
and
deal.
it was a major deal. Like a major deal. I was sitting there like, wow. Because the relationships that I've had, like I'm working with Tam and her MD, he's still with us. I'm just MDing now. He's still with us. He's still playing. He's still one of the musicians.
Oh,
But
look, I know.
oh yeah. So you see the context. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Context, like facts. So you see
It's
the fact of the matter.
relationships, yeah.
It's all relationships
Yeah,
in that
I get
space.
it.
So talking to them ain't have to get rid of their guy. They were like, he's still going. We still gonna make sure he eat. We still
Yeah.
gonna. This is the guy. So I'm seeing that one. And I prefer playing with Tamala's and them versus some of the newer artists sometimes because they're still trying to find themselves. They were blessed with an opportunity to turn into another opportunity, but they hadn't gathered all of the skills that make the loyalties and the financial stuff, and they're still trying to figure out who they want to be as an artist.
Her
So we
life is
just
a
got to
movie.
deal. Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Her and David, that's a movie.
That's it, bro. And so they're not tripping over the money. They know they got to pay. They know they got to get the equipment. They know what they got to do. They know it costs money to make money. And they know because they spent money and made millions. With us, with the younger generational spaces, they want to get everything for free. I got producer guys that
Bottom
call me
line.
talking all the time. They be hitting me. They be like, bro, I got Spitfire. I got this. I got this. I got this. I got this. I'm like, no, that's crazy. 2 days later, I'm like, yeah, man, so what you working on, man? My stuff not working because it was all cracks. Or I had all demos. Or I had all of this. I'm like, bro, you got to invest something in this space. You can't work at 2 o'clock.
Investment.
I call you tomorrow and say, yo, do so and so. You can't. Because you got all crack programs on your computer. Your computer, don't, now you got viruses everywhere. You got to invest something in yourself. We ain't got to get to 10,000 yet. Let's get to 100. Because we're talking about, you got $100 programs. You talking about Reason, that's 250 bucks. You're talking about Logic, that's 200. We're not talking about nothing crazy. We're talking about what y'all spending food in the week. Nigga, bake sandwiches.
That's what I was about to say. It's transferable to the rest of your life.
It's going to
Is you looking for a deal
bro.
from McDonald's? If you're still looking for a deal from McDonald's, like, come on. Come on.
You're missing the mark. You're missing it.
Bro, when you see me with Kirk, when you see me with Tam, when you see me at Concord, when you see me wherever you see me in these spaces, you're gonna see my computer and you're gonna see that $250 program I bought 12 plus years ago.
I just got that
Right there on
Keyscape, bruh.
Reason,
I just got Keyscape.
you're gonna see all of that.
Yeah.
You're gonna see being utilized,
Yeah.
but I'm just using it in a different platform. I
Yeah.
was using it at the studio before. I was using it at the storefront before. Now I'm using it on the Stellars. That stuff gonna kill you, bro. It's gonna transition you, bro. You can't you, be out here.
Bro, I've got my money back three times over after getting Omnisphere, Keyscape. Good.
Oh man. Good, oh, bro. That Trinity in itself. Man, listen, if I go through my computer, I don't need nothing. If I buy stuff, I got stuff I ain't even used yet, bro.
Do you use Keyscape though? Because Keyscape got me in a chokehold.
I use Keyscape. I'm gonna tell you what I've been using, and Kirk put me on it, and I did not think I was gonna like it and love it. Native Instruments got the Alicia Keys piano.
Really? I could have been had that. My boy. Oh wow. Okay.
I love Keyscape. The only thing I don't like about Keyscape that I love about Alicia Keys is Keyscape is a very DAW heavy program. So literally, I'm
80
using
gigs of your
bro,
hard drive.
I'm using Keyscape, and that joint is fierce. It's like I'm everything you're using right now. You'd be like, I just want to use a little piano. I'm like, no, Keyscape is going to eat your piano, like your CPU up. Dude, that Alicia Keys is so light, but it's so heavy. It's nothing, no lag, no issues. Your computer, like, I'll be playing Alicia Keys on my, I'll be doing my meetings with my church, dog. Still producing, I'm doing records, still doing records on the same computer. If I put, you know, I'm good. I got no CPU issues, I got no problems. You know, you got to get in there. You got to learn your computer, learn your software, learn what works, what you need, and all of that stuff. But I've been blessed, man, to be able to do what I like and what I love. Because I like people, love people.
Come on.
I love music. I got a chance to work with a whole bunch of people, do a whole bunch of things, man. And hopefully I'll still be able to do it.
And you stay out the way.
Bro,
social media, you don't. I know, let me tell you, I know that you could really, I know you could have thousands or more followers if you wanted to campaign for it and all that stuff. But I think, I'm assuming you have your relationship so solid. It's like, I don't need Instagram to co-sign.
What I learned in Instagram a long time ago is, people look at that as a window. And sometimes I've been in situations to where I've posted things, and the things I posted, people took to try to tear down what I was doing. So I just got a little smarter and was like, I'm gonna do this a different way. You know what I'm saying? So relationally, like, you'll rarely ever see me and Tamala and them online. You might see a flyer until I was supposed to. Okay, I'm gonna post a flyer. Like, my church is doing a live recording for New Year's, for our New Year's break. So they made a flyer and I'm on the flyer, and they're like, hey Phil, it's 11 days away. You gotta post it. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna post it. My bad, I'm gonna post it. But
I get it.
Life is happening.
I get it now.
You know what I'm saying?
At 38, I get it, bro.
I'm running so much, I won't even notice that people have did something whack on Instagram or whack on Facebook. Because I'm running, I'm moving, I'm working, and I go back to social media like, oh, people's hating on me? I didn't even know. People won't love you. I put a video up of me singing because they told me to. People loved it. 100,000 views and all that stuff. And that stuff was crazy. And I was like, that's dope. And then I put another thing up. They were like, somebody said something, and then started a whole nother conversation about musicians not putting musicians on and giving other musicians options. And I was like, I mean, I didn't say nothing because I didn't see it till weeks later, but I was like, why was this conversation?
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys have? And for me,
sound
I'm
like somebody
not,
that couldn't wait their turn.
Somebody thought that was some entitlement of, if I know who you are, then I am who you are.
Phil, we gotta talk about it, because let me tell you something. There's been times where when I was young, I told Glenn about this. I said, "Yo, we're sitting down. I said a prayer. Oh, the most fleshy prayer. Oh God, I was so silly. At 20 years old, I was like, I just want to work with a celebrity, because I actually Donnie McClurkin came in town and played. That was a long story. I told it on the last with Glenn, but." I worked with a couple gospel celebrities, but I wanted to work with a, what I thought at the time was celebrity, celebrity. You know what I'm saying? So then my man is in the studio. My man says, you know, Yo Gotti, Pleasure P's coming in. So I prayed that I work with one celebrity. I end up working with two at the same time. That's just to show you first on the faith level what God will do. But then second of all, I just knew I was rich after that. And guess what happened? After that session was over with, I had to clock in at the kitchen and do dishes for like the next 7 hours till 3 a.m. The most beautiful lesson I ever got in my life. Bro, that entitlement is ridiculous. And you got to let it go. You that are listening to this podcast, let it go. It's not supposed to go a certain way. It can go. It went that way for Phil with certain individuals, but I'm pretty sure it didn't go that way with all of them. I'm sure there's some people that you met and you was like, you knew you was going to do something with them, and it didn't. It never happened.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Nobody owes you anything. I don't know if you remember, bro. I called Phil when I first met him and we had a real talk. I was like, bro, you don't owe me nothing. I'm just saying, I got you. You know what I'm saying? If anybody dropped the ball, I got you. And that's it. I'm leaving it alone.
True to word. True to word, bro.
But you gotta wait your turn. Don't nobody owe you nothing. Who are you?
And you don't know why you haven't gotten a call or why you haven't gotten an opportunity based on someone else, because you don't even know how secure they are.
You don't even know if you bro. I don't know if I told you, I said, bro, I ain't gonna cap. I know I can play, but I don't know if I can handle the rigor you on. That I don't even know. I'm not gonna say it. All I'm gonna say is, bro, can you work me in? You know what I'm saying? Give me something that you know I can handle. Cause bro, I'm not gonna be ignorant, act like, bro, you can't take ego to that level. Cause you really, like Justin said, you got to know when and when not to. Cause some stuff you shouldn't say, yes, I can do that, because you don't want to get embarrassed.
You don't want, you know, and then you embarrass the whole line, not just
and
you,
the person that vouched
for
you. I embarrass you because I can't do my job.
And the person that put them on, who you and four people down, they feeling your failure. Four people down, they like. Who did you give access to what we gave access, you to access to?
Yep. You know, you done messed up somebody else's reputation.
Drake said on the song, he said, whoever gave you your start, boy, he said, bump you and whoever gave you your start.
It ain't just Phil Bryant that you embarrassed. It's Phil Bryant, it's such and such, it's Nate Clemens. They looking like, hey, man, why are we suffering? Because you made a bad call. You wasn't ready to put nobody else on, because it ain't always about the people that's trying to get on. If I'm not ready to vouch for anybody until my stuff is secured in a space that vouching for you don't affect everybody else that put me on. That's an internal space. That's an internal space. That had nothing to do with music. That's if I'm investing in a company, it's a brand new company, it's a startup. I'm not barring against the company, it's a startup. It's just there. I need the company to get some grounds, get some concrete. Let's let it get a little foundation. Let's get it. Then I can say, okay, it's not only is it investable, but it's longer. Look, we're not there because all of the jobs that we have can be gone tomorrow. You know, all the stuff we have can be gone tomorrow.
There's no 401k for us.
There's no, bro, I literally had to get up and look at a friend of mine's check at one point and say, when you have a job, what do they take out? And I had to, my black behind had to get up, 401ks. But I had to do it myself because I looked at it and said, I got to retire too.
All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our credible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment, with others who are hungry, and the culture of celebrating each other is already established. Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that a nice sculpture, you'd have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestroturner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
It ain't no big church. They're not taking no taxes. You just getting a regular check. And it's a cool check, I guess. 55. But you 55? My guy, you're 55.
You need some mailbox money.
55!
You need some mailbox money.
That ain't even taxing you? You ain't got no insurance on the church on you? I can never be that, bro. So I was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work for me. So a few years ago, I had to start making sense of stuff for myself. I had to start having those conversations about taxes and all this and 401 and insurance and what's the kids.
The GoFundMes are happening after we pass, bro. And it's sad
they
to
are.
See.
They are. Oh,
bad credit.
He was able to us for 30 years. Can anybody throw a dollar in the GoFundMe?
Come on, bro.
You know, 55 years old, you can't buy a house.
Shout out to my wife, bro. You know, I raised my credit score 135 points, bro.
That's crazy.
Because she just told me to get a secure car. I'm a musician. I done worked with yada, yada, yada. And I'm supposed to be maestro and ain't even got a 7 credit score. So because of my wife now, bro, I'm up. Up, bro. And yeah.
Are you keeping beside you? Yep.
Yeah. But we got to get the right information.
That's why you tripping when Arby's mess up your money. Wife, you done pulled you. Bruh,
that's why I'm tripping, bro. I'm mad. Because we about to Netflix right after this over with. We about to hit Netflix, bro. That's our time. She probably in there like, yo, we're just about to be over. Because you got
I know, bro. I'm sitting there looking like I'm the same. Like I said today, I took a day. I just took the whole day. I was like, I got to get on with Stroh. Took the whole day and I was like, girl, we gonna hang out, we gonna chill, we ain't gonna do nothing crazy. We went and got something to eat, we were supposed to go see a movie. I felt like we were gonna sleep through it, so I said, let's go take a nap first. But I'm all about it, bro. I realize sometimes you need that day to unplug from everybody else. Like you're fighting toxicity every day.
Yeah.
Fighting wackness, toxicity, crazy people, more than not.
I'm coaching adults, bro. I have to stay prayed up. I have to stay consecrated. I have to guard my energy because I'm a generator for people. So what happens to the generator after it keeps pushing out all that energy? You got to take care of yourself.
You got to recharge, man. You got to recharge. Yeah. You got to charge from a healthy space. So not just recharge with any type of electricity.
Are you doing your spa days?
You know, I'm sitting Come in the on. House. I was getting your feet done, getting your stuff
done. Yeah,
do it, bro. You need that stuff. You don't realize how much you need it until you go to the
feet
thing.
Yeah.
And then 6 hours, and you be like, man, I'm not. You in there like, man, I'm just tired of being here, but not because my body hurt, not because my head is hurt, not because I'm tired. I'm just tired of being here. But, you know, you need people in your life that make, not just take. You know what I'm saying? And not that they, and even when they give, they're not giving at the same level. Because if I give you money, it's clear I don't need money. I need your resource or your what you have. You know, I can give you money because I don't need money. I'm good on money. But when you come and you pour into me, you're pouring into something that I couldn't pour in myself. And you need
Yep.
people that do that because we all don't need the same thing.
It's an
And we all don't want it.
ecosystem. It's supposed to be an ecosystem.
Yes. That environment has to be systemized. It has to be able to, you have to be see people that say, hey, I need this. And I'm willing to say, oh, well, you know, this I got my whole team that's here in Dallas. I knew I needed a team
Did you
and I
move some
needed
people? Did you
that
move some
work.
people?
So one, I moved one guy.
Wow.
I moved one guy because I knew I needed a team. I said, hey, listen, bro.
He got the juice and the squeeze, Justin.
That's all it takes. One. That's all you needed.
Right.
One.
Yeah, I moved a
He
couple guys, you know.
was
Oh,
one of them, we was living in Memphis. And I told him we went to Canada
Memphis.
and I recorded. And I was like, bro, I know you live in Memphis. I know that I said, but I got some things going on. I want you to be a part of them. And it's difficult for us working. And I
Sign
worked
me
just
up. Sign me up, Bishop.
yeah. He was like, wherever your head lay, nigga, my head's gonna lay, bro. We out of here. And he came and he done, you know, we out here and he been doing it. He did the reunion tour. He did the other job. He doing tan. He got, I'm talking about, he done got JJ Harris. He got all the credits of anybody really that came out in the last couple of years. He playing guitar on their record. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
Although
coming to
he can
Dallas next year, bro. I'm coming
battle
to Dallas. I'm coming to
when
see
y'all
you.
come, bro.
Yeah, me and my
Come,
wife
I'm gonna have
coming,
you
bro.
locked. I'm gonna have y'all locked in. Y'all come on down. But we having fun, man. And I'm having fun at this, and I feel old now. Like I feel like I'm one of the old
It's
guys. I'm
beautiful, though.
37.
It's beautiful, bro.
I ain't out here running in the streets, bro. I ain't out here trying to. I'm chilling.
Bro, we eat and go to the movies. That's all we do. Bro, hold on, hold on. Here, hold on, hold on. Gotta get this. That's what we came to Houston for. I can't
Fuck
come
Houston all day, bro. All day, all day,
I'm
bro.
official,
Fuck
bro.
you, bro.
I'm
Come on, bro.
official.
You got
Got
the
the
paraphernalia, guy. You are official. I'm
hoodie.
official, bro. I came for
Bro,
Bucky's, bro.
that's it, bro.
I'm
I
telling
mean,
you.
it ain't
Bruh, is
life
the
is
food
good.
crazy in Dallas? Because it's crazy in Houston.
It's good, man. It's good. It's some good spot. Like I think Houston, I like Houston a little better. I think on the stage
Bruh,
too.
Houston.
Houston
I
go.
can't live in Houston, bro. I'm
Yeah.
no, I'm not gonna be muscular no more. I'm gonna be
Nah,
big,
bro. Yeah, we can't let you do that, man. You can't
yeah,
even.
man.
But yeah,
Man.
it's the I'm cool on the music. The music, the gift is making its own room. It's making its own sauce, so to speak. I have the responsibility of being a man. And I'm working on that. I'm working on being the best man I could be for the kids, for the family.
Discipleship. That's
Exactly.
discipleship.
Exactly. Yeah, let the music gonna do what the music gonna do. I put in the work. I put in the songs. I played this. I bought the programs. I've learned the program. I've put it out there. So if you call me, you're gonna get a certain level of work. I don't have to work on that at this point. I gotta work on this next transition of being a man that's capable of handling what the gift has. That's
Impact.
what I want.
Impact.
That.
Does I told Justin, I said, bro, you want to take JC the search to the next level? Make sure your work touches people. Your work gotta touch people. Bro, do you remember this feel when that Asian lady will hold up that sloppy wet piece of chicken on that little toothpick in the mall? And she would give it to you, and then you run and go tell your mom and daddy, go, hey, chicken busting over here. And then when y'all go back, that's how they got that. Like the Asians, when they came here in the 90s, they got their stuff off in the malls. They were
Yeah.
just like, here, taste. Don't taste. Try it.
Core
Try it.
vibes.
Yeah. And you get what I'm saying? Like, you got to be after this thing, man.
You gotta run, Doc. You gotta run and
Yeah.
you gotta. We're supposed to run, you gotta walk, we're supposed to walk.
And that's been a sentiment since we started this whole conversation. The willingness to do something, to go after what you know, your gift, your whatever. It's been the willingness to go after.
That's real.
That's what it's been.
I'm never gonna stop, man. Because I got more gifts along the way. I didn't, music was the first one. I got family, I got relationships, I got children, man. I feel that they're gifts. They're gifts. And I always tell people the 10-5-1 talent conversation that God had, you know, the parable about God gave one guy 10 gifts, he gave one guy five, he gave one
And
guy
one
one.
buried.
That one buried the gift. I don't know what that gift was, but God has given me so many gifts, so many opportunities, so many things that are valuable. My children are valuable, my life is valuable,
Come on.
my actual gift of playing. It's so many talents, so many things that
It's
we
beyond the
have.
piano.
Exactly. And we gotta manage and not manage, but those gifts have to be nurtured as well. And I think for me, that's the season I'm in, bro. I'm in a season like, okay, you're taking me far. I see this. And now I'm doing the same level of work, to be honest, now that I was doing at 17. The same
Sheesh.
level of work,
Sheesh.
same level,
If that
you
ain't
know.
a jewel in itself, that's the lesson right there.
Listen, bro,
That's the podcast.
I go in my church and have fun, man. I go in my gigs with Tamlin and have fun. I go in Kirk's studio and have fun. I worked. I worked. When people ask, why do you work every single day? It's like, so when I get to the level I need to be at,
Why not?
you know,
I
you know,
don't hang around
why
wild guys no more,
aren't you
Will.
working?
Why not? In the time, I taught this last week. So I gotta bring you in on a coaching session, bro. I have group coaching every Saturday, but it's early in the morning. It's 8 o'clock, so it might be a little early for you. But it's 8 a.m. on every Saturday, and I said, bro, in the time of peace, you prepare for war.
That's
Like
it.
that's literally how the ant lives. The ants just keep storing up when it's plentiful. Why? Because they know something coming.
You know, something's coming.
You know what I'm
That's what I
saying?
said.
And so,
I
yeah,
told
you
him,
just
I know
keep
this is
working.
wild.
If it's
Yeah, you
plentiful, just
got.
keep gathering up the harvest, man.
Well, yeah, that. Because you're going to need it. It's
And
never
it's
going
always
to
good to strike while the iron's hot, because you don't know how
be.
long it's going to be hot.
Never hurts. Never hurts to do. Why aren't we? Why aren't we people? I think people are so, they are so enamored by what we see on social media and what we see in movies and what we see on TV. They want their life to look like that. So you see somebody getting married and propose. Now you want your life to automatically look like that. You want your life to, but if you haven't
Automatically.
worked for that succession, and even those, some of them be lying. I got friends that be throwing their church checks online, talking about banked, and they throwing their church checks online, $100 bills, and I'm like, Nick, we in our 30s. Why are we doing that?
You still on that?
You still
Sliding
on
it
that?
up the arm.
Yeah,
Oh,
like what's
come
that?
on.
What is that? My
Like I
son was
said,
doing
we on good credit in our
that.
30s. We ain't on cash. We on
I
good
got a
credit.
15-year-old doing that, bro. Like, who holding cash? What church still paying you cash? What job paying you with cash?
You thought that was
Where
a
you come out of
flex?
your job throwing your money on your arm? What's that?
And if they not doing that means you went to the bank to flex.
Went to the bank to
That's
get
even
some money
worse.
on my arm for a picture for Instagram.
It's social media is you'll think you'd be looking at somebody's life and it's a snapshot. It's
A small
literally a
snap.
snapshot.
And then you shift your life. You make home bad because you're like, why are you not doing this for me? And they're like, ain't nobody doing that for them. That's
That's
something for the grown.
another thing we talked about. Like, bro, we got people that are in their 20s talking about some soft life. Baby girl, soft life is for the women that have put in some work and they now have, that life where, maybe their husband is successful and they're able to go in Target with their Starbucks and push the stroller around. That's what they do all day. You know what I'm saying? But you talking about soft life at 21? Baby, you ain't even put in no work yet. You
Ain't
got
no
no
putting
you
no
for
work. Got
yourself.
life yet. Still figuring out life. Talking about solve. No,
Yeah, no, you need the
get it
hard
where you
life
live.
right now.
Get it where you live.
You need the hard life. That's what he had. He had the hard life. And when even the tour, the rigor of him going on the road and all stuff, that was grooming season.
That's nuts. You still hear me, bro, right? That's
Yeah, I can see
nuts.
it. I can see it.
Okay. Yeah, bro. Soft life. Soft life, man. My son told me about soft. He's talking about a
Bro, the
friend
20-year-olds, they own that. Soft life, bro. They own that. And I'm like, bro, you
What does
build
this
in your
process?
20s so that you can live off of what you built in your 30s. And if you didn't build in your 20s and you just, tricked around, then now you got to build in your 30s and live off of that in your 40s.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it depends. Like, bro, like I said, now here in this position that I'm in right now is literally mm-hmm. because I was not going to the club. Bro, in the 20s, bro, I went and got a check from the club. I never went to go to the club. I wasn't hanging out with people I went to high school with. Bro, it was like, we in the studio. You know what I'm saying? And that's, yo, yeah. Yeah, bro.
We just here. How has married life impacted everything, man? Because I know you was all at 10,000. You was at 10,000 and you was working that. You slow down. How did it make, like, bro, you was at 10,000. Every time I looked online, first of all, you were going viral motivation speaking. Then you was doing money, crypto. Then you was doing then you was doing coaching and so on. Then I walked it one day, and then he has a viral video because everybody, just in case, you know.
Bro, Brandon Jacobs wrote on it, bro.
Like, he's a musician. So this guy's going viral doing, you know, musician chops and killing everybody that's doing it, you know, every day. He's got five jobs and still going viral, killing. And I'm like, how that transition? I know I'm the interviewee, but I just need
to No. This is a conversation that I want to, as long as people getting a jewel.
Marriage due to Maestro, how's that impacted?
So it is honestly beautiful. So we have a system. And we've had it for years. We've had a system for years. It's like when on a regular day, mm-hmm. I'm making content, whether it's coaching, speaking, whatever. I might meet my little youngin, Tyrese. Shout out to Tyrese. We'll go to the library. We'll film. We walk down the streets. I do motivational content, whatever. Whatever comes to my mind. Then I might have lunches. I might have interviews. You know what I'm saying? That's what my day is. I might go to the studio, meet up with Billy McMullen because we're working on a project right now. He used to play for the Eagles. And so when she get off work, don't call me. I love it. You know what it's like? I think, was it Kobe or somebody said it? Some people have to put the mask on to become a beast. And some people take the mask off. They already are a beast. And they actually have to take the mask off to be the family guy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so, I'm not Kobe. I'm not Mamba. But mm-hmm. I actually can relate. Because, bro, if I wasn't with her, all I would do is music. I love this, bro. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Like, I could sit on this thing for 9 hours straight. And I'm not talking about learning songs.
Yeah.
I'm figuring out different movements. And I'm not studying nobody. I'm literally breaking down my own. You get what I'm saying? Like bro, I have done that. You. I'm obsessed with this thing. Right, Justin? You're obsessed with the pastries. You're obsessed. You could do it all day, all night. And if it wasn't for her, you'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a timeline. It's almost like, all right, I know she's going to be done with work at this time.
It's time.
I need to be done.
Phil, it has blessed me majorly, bro. And so by my wife not being a cheerleader, she's not a cheerleader, bro. She's not a groupie. You know, she's not walking with me to the gigs and holding my keyboard bags.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'll see you when you get back.
Gotcha.
I got churches that I've been playing for over years. They never met her. Cause she like, that's you're working. They can try to make it something that's not all they want to. You're working. You're not a member of that church. You get what I'm saying? And the moment that you stop performing on a high level, you out of there. Let's be real. So she looks at his work and she said, "Yo, when you get back from work, hey, we going to get a steak. You know what I'm saying? We going to the movies. Whatever."
I'll tell you this: that if you hear this and you're not ready for this, the immature part of you is going to say, oh, the other part of me or the other half of me, he's or he is taking time away from my whatever, my job, my gift, whatever it is.
Cap.
And that's where you're going to be sitting at, not realizing that you having that relationship and having that cutoff time, like, boom, I need to be with them or have, you know, whatever time together. That's actually going to be feeding back into you to be able to, you know, do what you need to be doing. And
so, bro, that statement, you couldn't be more right. So Kanye said, I don't know what's better, getting laid or getting paid, because when I'm chasing one, the other one's getting away. that couldn't be more than a trick of the devil. Like, that's a straight trick of the devil. Let me tell you something. I'm missing absolutely nothing because when I'm with my wife, I found favor. That's scripture. That's see what I'm saying? We got to take the organ out some of this stuff, Phil. We got to take the organ and the charismatic stuff out of it. No.
Yeah.
The principle says that when I found a wife, I found a good thing and I found favor. So I'm holding God responsible for that. I'm holding you. I didn't say it, Big Daddy. You mm-hmm. said it. You said, so I'm gonna hold, and it's been real ever since.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. I mean, both of y'all. That's beautiful. I think that
Oh, bro, he next. He, that, bro, bro, it's only a matter of time. I don't gonna say nothing because she might be listening to the podcast. You know. Bro,
This would be the episode.
No. So Phil, bro.
Exactly. Then I get out the podcast and be like, yeah, so what you? Nah, don't give me.
Phil, he got a good one, bro. Shorty, whole real estate, healing. She making more money than him, too. And really? She in the kitchen with him. Ooh. I said, bro, you better find the ring and find it fast.
Wait, I'm trying
to tell you, it's a lot of brothers.
Yo, when I say... It was a point at the beginning of the relationship, and she'll do it. She'll do it now. She'll just come in here, sit with me.
He's in the kitchen now, bro.
I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and she'll be there. It may be a chair in the kitchen, maybe like a little desk, depending on where we at. And she'll be working on her stuff. She'll just come in there just to be in the same space.
Mm.
No, I'm not finna talk to you for like maybe 20, 30 minutes, but I'll come in. Hey, what you doing real quick? Okay, boom. Mm. Little kiss on
rare,
the forehead.
Bro.
Boom. Go back to what I'm doing. And we good.
She hit you with the forehead kiss too? You ain't tell me that?
Nah, she be requesting those. She be requesting those. I be like.
Yeah.
Like, kiss my forehead. Boy.
So, Phil, I had the conversation with Josh before he got married. I said, bruh.
Okay.
Y'all both got kids, you know. I said, bruh, she ain't gonna wait too long. Go on and do it, bruh. We had a sit. You tell them. It's I'm like, mm-hmm. bruh, that's the one. You know, maybe that's why Meech loved me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe he told mm-hmm. her. I don't know. But all I know is I'm telling you, bruh. I was like, bruh, you put a ring on Meech, boy. That's a good woman. I was like, bruh, that's mm-hmm. a good woman. Yeah, so they good now. They good.
I love Meech for Josh, bro. Josh, from when I met him, they were dating, but now I was like, yo, that's a good one, dog.
Wow, I didn't even know you know him that long. Is that long? Wow.
Bro, yeah, that long. I was like, that's a good one, man. Don't, let's not mess
See,
that up.
Bro, you know how long, bro. So I've been knowing him before he even moved to DC. But Josh, one of the people that he have relationships and don't even know he have the relationship. I'm like, bro, why didn't you introduce me to him a long time ago? But it's like, oh, yeah, I do know Phil. Yeah, you should meet Bill.
Bro, like Josh came
Josh
to
know
me.
Everybody, bro.
Josh been playing with me, man, for I don't know how long. I don't know. Josh at least 7, 8 years. So when he moved out here, you know, he was doing the group and everything, and we needed a bass player. And this was from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, maybe like 6, 7 years, really, bro. So we need a bass player at the church, and Animal, who played in the group with John.
Animal, that's my guy, bro. Love him, spirit.
Got a guy, he dope, man. He's dope, and he's just a good dude. You love him. I was like, bring him through. Run through. Josh was a good dude, man. And I mean, we connected so tight because he was just a good guy. Like he asked me one day. He was like, bro, how do you do this? This is maybe 3 weeks in him playing. He's like, how do you do this, bro? He said, I'm trying to get into full-time music. I'm trying to, but is it something I need to work on? Is it something I need to do? Am I good enough for that? And I was like, that humble attitude, bro, that right there is one of the things you need in your box. You need to be like, you need to always be saying, everybody, there's so many other people that can be doing the stuff that I want to do. I need to make sure I'm worthy of the opportunity to do it.
That's real.
That's how I've lived in this space. I'm not the best. I still watch Glenn. I watch Corey. I watch all of them boys. Them boys are amazing, man. I watch these guys and be like,
ooh. They all grew up together, bro.
Yeah. And I'm
Corey,
I'm
like, Glenn, Travis Sales.
Travis,
Glenn
yeah,
is a product of both of them.
And you
I
feel it, man.
just realized, I don't know the New York, you know.
Yeah.
I just found that out today with talking to Glenn. And I found that out when I interviewed Travis. He was like, bro, Glenn used to sit beside me on the organ. They called him Lil Travis. Then he grew into Glenn.
Those guys are amazing, bro, to watch and to hear. And you know, I do my Diddy, and I never tried to be anybody else, but I appreciate everybody in the space that they're in, you know. And I'm always humble, man. I talk about every day. I tell God every day. I'm like, I have no idea. I had no idea I'd be here, and I have no idea why.
Let me
God
ask you
is.
this. At what point, I mean, it could be, you know, time frame, it could be in a specific event. At what point was it like you realized I've arrived and I belong?
Well, I'll say I realized I'm still not where I'm going to be. I feel like I'm somewhere around a halfway point, actually.
Okay.
But I realized I belonged when I could stand on my own 2 feet in my space. So you still there are musicians and singers and songwriters that I love, and I think they're amazing. But the industries, just like in your space and Stroll space, the industry has an ebb and a flow. We like to call those in these industries, we like to call them how to play the game. You know what I'm saying? Ain't a real game, but it's a game. It's a when this happens, you do this instead of this. Because if you do this, it may make this happen. If you do this, it'll allow this to happen. But I knew I belonged when I could understand other people's plays, how other people were living, what other people needed, and I could supply the need. I've never been about me. Never been about, oh no, y'all gonna hear me, y'all gonna this. No, I've never, I ain't needed to do, I've never needed to do that. I don't come from a family. I've always needed, because I've always had to take care of my mom. I take care of my mom. Like, I've always had to take care of the kids, the fam, the mom. I've always been a provider for multiple people. So for me, it was more important for me to last, you know what I'm saying, than to have ego in spaces. So I didn't care. I didn't care. I was like, what should the next move be? I was having this conversation with some of my people. We was having an issue with something, and I said to them, I said, hey, y'all are about to mess up because you're more focused on how it's going to make you feel or how it make you look to some versus being in a situation that God has put you in. He's put you in this place, and you getting out of place ain't nobody's fault but your own. He's preparing the next step for you, and you just got kicked off the step that he put you while he was preparing the next one for you. You just got kicked off because of your ego, because of your pride, because of what you think is more important versus what you're here to do. And I've never allowed what I want in a moment to affect what I'm here to do. I'm here to do a job, bro. When I go through my life and my discography, and I'm looking like I'm doing all this. Like, you know, when people was in COVID trying to figure life out, bro, and I was, you know, losing friends and friends was losing family members and
Bishops,
all
archbishops, it was crazy.
of when they were dying, I was in Dallas doing a movie.
I was waiting for zombies. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like, yeah, zombies next. I was
Yo,
like, I don't
yeah,
know what's gonna happen next. Go
I was
ahead.
playing Call of Duty zombies. I wasn't waiting on the zombies.
I was just like, what's gonna happen next? What is
It was crazy, bro. I was catching flights. It was like 17 people on the flight. I'm in first class only because I just don't want to be around them. I don't want them to be sick. I know they were sick. But bro, I was doing a movie. I was doing an album. I was doing this. I was working. I was working. I didn't care nothing about, another I didn't care about my health, but I wasn't doing what everybody else was doing. Everybody else was doing this like the time to work. This ain't the this. And I got it. I'm like, no, this time to be safe and be careful, but I'm gonna get this money too. I'm gonna get this
nice.
opportunity and I'm gonna do it. And it just so happens that because we're in COVID, everybody else is like, I need to stay home. But I don't need to stay home. Not home's gonna take care of itself. I need to, you know, be safe, but I got a job to do. And I think in the time that some people stayed home and chilled, and I worked, I benefit, you know, saying my
Mm-hmm.
benefit that space
Boom.
of how we both interpreted a situation.
Boom.
Some people interpret like, oh, I'm supposed to stay home and chill. I was supposed to work, and I worked. So now when I look and I'm sitting at a restaurant, I got younger guys and they be talking and they be saying stuff. I'd be like, yeah, stop that. This is 30, 20 years in music right now. Talking to 5 years in music. This is 20. Listen to the 20. Chill. I don't have the issues that you have right now, struggling, trying to survive and scratching and all that. You just
Scratching
coming.
is about. I know your angel.
I want to be a Mike and a Nate Clemens for you. I want you to say, hey, let your gift speak. Stop letting your ego speak. Your gift just want to be utilized. Stop talking, because you're going to say the wrong thing. You're going to do the wrong thing. Just shut up. Go play, bro. If it ain't about that, none of this other stuff matter, man.
Shout out to
Go play.
B-Boy. So B-Boy, he play he gets down with Robert Glasper from them cats and Raheem Devon. He said, we were all standing outside this church event one time. All the young musicians were like, yeah, man, I played for so-and-so. Yeah, and I played for so-and-so. And B walked out there. He's a little bit older than us. And he's like, yo, shut up and play. He was like, ain't none of y'all Negroes got stamps on your passport. Ain't none of y'all Negroes got property. So just shut up and play.
Let's shut up.
He dropped Jewel on me, bro.
Yeah.
No, for real, because it's a real, Jay-Z said it's a real game being played, and it's called owning property. Like, there's a whole nother level to this thing.
Whole monopoly out here.
Ownership. Don't care who you worked with. Do you have ownership, or are you looking, at least looking to have ownership? Mailbox money.
Mailbox money,
And
yeah.
that's
You know, it's
ownership.
us.
That's ownership.
I told somebody we was having an issue, an altercation I didn't even know we had. And I was like, you, and they was like, yeah, because you know you this and this, and you ain't on the road in there. You think you, I was like, bro, I'm fine. I don't have no reason to have an issue with anybody. Y'all playing the songs that I wrote. Every time you play it, I get a check. You playing the
Get
records
him.
that I
Bing
like.
bong.
I appreciate you wanting you think. I don't have no beef with y'all. I appreciate you more than I think. My mailbox depends on you guys
Mailbox.
doing your thing. I
Hey, that's the
ain't
name of this
trying
joint. You know that, right? Mailbox money. That's the name of this
That's
episode. You know, I'm
it.
just letting
That's
you know.
it. I need to go by and see that man in the blue. I'm good. I need to check my email and see Sony say, hey, Phil, check your dividends. I need
Hey, Phil.
to be able to hear mine say, I need to hear Harry Fox say, I need to hear, you know, Fair Trade, my publisher. Shout out Fair Trade, my publisher company.
Yeah.
I need to hear all of this. I need that. So as much as I might want to have an altercation with you, I need my mailbox money. It's like, and I saw that Jonathan Majors situation. I my heart goes out, bro,
God
because
bless. It
this
messes
dude's
with your mailbox money. That
bruh, this
messes
is
with his mailbox money. Yeah.
this dude had a 10-year contract with
Marvel.
Marvel. Like, they was about to roll Kane the Conqueror out. He was about to change his life even more. One conversation, one bad move, one bad situation. I don't know the details.
There
I
are
saw
some
this.
situations that you can behave yourself into that you can't talk your way out. That's the
Exactly.
principle.
Once it's there, it's there. And
Yeah.
I tell you another part of it is when you're yoked with people that don't care about what you care about,
Relationship.
what do you do? She don't care nothing about the fact if we out here and we do this here and such and such and such and such, it could mess up what you're doing. She don't even know she was gonna be with you. What she knew she was gonna do was tear your career to smithereens, though, bro.
That's
She
why I
tore your
said. And hence the principle, he that finds a wife finds
Yeah.
a good thing and finds favor.
I was
My
about to say
wife
double back.
cares. She's invested in me. We in the car together. If I crash, we crash.
I was about to say something funny. Say, not he
Oh,
that
go
finds a wife.
ahead.
That finds a wife. Get your behind out of there. Get out of there.
He was trying to get a sandwich at 3 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Now you run around.
You better come on back over here, boy.
You can come on back. They still rock with you. They're gonna give you some. They're gonna give you some drama because you left over there. But they're gonna rock with you. They're not sending you to jail. They might tell your stuff up, but they're not gonna send you to jail.
They crazy about Jonathan Majors. I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife was hurt by that joke. She was like, "Man, Jonathan,
bro."
Because she for real. I love his acting. I really do. I loved him in Creed, and that joint that came out about the slavery. It was in slavery time. It was like witchcraft and stuff. And he did a really good role with that one too. I don't know what his name was.
He went from that to bro. This nigga playing Kane Conqueror in Marvel movies and playing the hood dude from Creed at the same time.
Killed it.
Bodied it. Killed both. Like, what are you doing? They've not rolled out. Since Black Panther, they not rolled out this big of a, like, he was 5 movies, dude. 10 years, 5 movies. Gone. $300-400 million. Something crazy like that. Like football player money. Nigga, to act like it ain't you.
That's real.
It's humbling, man. You never know. One false move.
Yeah.
One fault. And when we say false, the old people used to say false because they'd be like, it wasn't a real move for you. A false move. Not that you didn't do it. It's that you made a move that was false compared to, based on where you were supposed to be going. One false can destroy a lifetime. Like, I'm talking about NYU graduate. And then, like, bro. You worked your life off to let one false move. And that's why I was saying, I was literally saying that the other day I was eating with my guys.
This is a real thing. It's happening every day.
It's real.
To people who are not famous.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's just somebody that we can point the finger at because it's public. But there's a lot of people dropping the ball.
Easy.
So one of my mom's, a guy that works with my mom, or used to work with my mom, she said he's working there because he was a doctor MD, got his degree, and celebrated the night of his and drank and killed somebody. DUI, killed somebody, lost his whole, just got out of school, ain't even took a blood pressure yet, and career done. Man, yeah, it's happening. It ain't just Jonathan. It ain't just musicians. This is a concept that can go in with anybody. The wrong move, one wrong move. I mean, it's just like that zero. Boy, you get that zero in school, well, that thing tear your whole GPA up.
Yeah, Doc.
Tear your
mama
whole
GPA.
Yeah. A donut? I know you did not turn nothing in.
No, you just didn't even try.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I got that conversation a couple times. Little bro, I can't hold you all night, man. Yeah. Because this is so good. I, the next time we do something like this, hopefully I'll catch you when you're around and we'll do it in person. Definitely. I wanted to ask you this question. I asked, because I whenever I get a musician on here, I got to ask you this. If you could have a conversation or dinner with someone, rest in peace, a musician, who would it be?
This
yeah, that's heavy, man. That's heavy.
This dispensation where I'm at right now, honestly, it would be Prince.
I felt that coming.
Yeah, it would be Prince. And
Glenn said Michael Jackson.
It's somewhere in there. It's something in the Mike Prince era. Like, I'm for me, you remember Prince was making boss moves. Him, Ray Charles, like, they were making boss moves.
So you in the industry, you've heard about some. So you tell me if you heard this before. My boy DJ Sims, who put me on Prince when I was a young lad. He said, bro, he said Prince signed a deal, man. And he was, I mean, to this day, Prince fan, to the diehard. He said he signed a deal. It was like, yeah, you're going to need this many albums. I don't know what the number was because I don't want to cap. Somebody will correct me in the comments. And then he said, they do all the dramatics. And he signed the contract. Then he took a hard drive out of his bag and said, I need my check. What's like?
No, no, they, and that's why you remember. So that was the prelude to the artist formerly known. So they did the deal. He did the deal. He signed the contract. It was like something like 10, 15 albums or something crazy. And he was like, here you go.
Here you go. And they thought they was about to have him for 20 years.
They got the check. He got his check. He said, I know I need my whole check. Do I need all of the stuff? So they were like, we're not going to do it like that. We're not going to release you. We haven't approved it. They're trying to find any way out. And so he got the money. They was trying to still hold him for the time frame, even though he already did the music. So what him and his attorneys did was said, well, look, this is what we'll do. They can have Prince. They paid you a whole lot of money to have the Prince. Your new name is the artist formerly known as Prince. So we're going to give them the name
the
Prince. And so he started making music under the artist formerly known because of that deal.
And when you're Prince, it don't matter. You could call him Poindexter. It don't matter what you call him.
All I want to see is you with your head, you with that that bob on that picture. I don't care about nothing else. They just be like, what do you got to say? What do you got to say? By this time, Prince was legendary, so he could do whatever. We arguing about names. He got a sign on the CD. You know what it is. And I want to have a conversation like what was that? What did that feel like when you knew? Because like I said, sometimes you just know, and your gift you've been that's that 10-5-1. You get 10 gifts. That nigga can play anything. He could do anything. He could sing anything. And just had 10 albums sitting around ready for a deal and said, you know, I want to go get a couple. I'm going to get $100 million real fast. Let me go do this. And got his heart.
He dove in when he was supposed to dive in to his gift.
Yeah.
Instead of just waiting around.
Bully.
I'll wait for somebody to sign me or whatever the case is. You know, he dove into it when he was supposed to.
Bro, this dude did a deal that we've never seen in our lives.
He was just constantly working, though.
Yeah, constantly. He was that 10, you know, God came back like, bro, I gave you 10. The 10 have 10. You know, the 10 talents I gave you have 10 talents. So he's an example. I want to sit with him and say, man, why did you do it like this? Like, what motivated you to just say, let me do another song today? I got this another song. Let me go ahead and knock it down. Because I struggle with that as a producer and a songwriter. I struggle with motivation to do music because the artist that you do music with, you want to do it in the time, in the moment. Like, you want to got an artist that coming in. You want to do something that's relevant to what they're doing. You know, what said, who's the person that said, no, keep going. Keep doing, and you believed them enough to be like, this is gonna be worth it. You're talking about 10 albums, that's over 100 songs. Like, where did you get the time? Did you make the time? Did you make one song a day? Did you make it on? Yeah, I really want to pick his brain, like, why and who motivated you? Who said, keep going? Because I know you're tired. Yeah. I've been doing out songs for our artists that's got 8 songs on the album, and I'd be like, man, I get to it tomorrow.
So I know people like Prince and Michael, they've said in their interviews that it's like a curse because they said they can't get the music out their head. They have to record. Wow. They got so, yeah, I've heard him say it. I've actually heard Gaga say that. I'm not a fan, but I've heard Gaga say that. That music comes to her in dreams. There are some people that music comes to them in such a way that it's irritating if they can't record.
Mm.
I'm not one of those individuals. So I don't know nothing about that. But
yeah,
but that's what Mike has I mean, he's just like Jay-Z was like, I remembered the lyrics until I got to the studio because I didn't even have a pen and a pad with me. So I had to memorize it in my head. So like, that means it never left his head. So you went
Wow.
on the A train and still, like you, I don't know which train it is, but you went on the train, the metro, you went and got, some dips from the corner store, got a chopped cheese, then came home and then wrote down the lyrics or recorded it. So it's like, it's somewhat like with people like Prince and Michael, I think it's like a gift and a curse. It's like if they can't record, they're sick because it keeps looping. You ever got a loop in your head, bro? I've got a loop in my head or a lick in my head and just keep replaying and you trying to go to bed. I sleep to was it some soundscapes? I have to sleep to that every night, Phil. That's what I do. I do because the
Really?
music be in my head. I can't go to sleep. So it's playing real light. I don't know about you. How you shut? I don't know. How do you shut down at night? Like you just drop into bed and you good?
Honestly, no. Honestly, lately my way has been I get in the house and turn the TV on
Yeah.
and
Process.
watch something and just allow that to kind of take my mind, because I will be thinking, like, I'm doing a live recording right now, so I'm thinking of
I'm about to
the
see your
live
soundscape.
recording.
I'm seeing your
You
soundscape.
know, I'm thinking of I'm thinking of all the music and all the stuff. I'm thinking going through the rehearsal, so when I'm ready to go to bed, I know when I'm going home I got to turn the music off.
That's why I like a decent commute. A 20 to 30 minute commute gives you
I'm it
time
take me
to
30
take the
minutes to the
mask
computer.
off, you know?
I'm turning the computer, I'm turning everything off. I get in the house, I get something to drink, I get something to eat, and I literally put it on the TV and I watch something completely different than what I'm doing, and it just takes my mind, and I allow my mind to go with it so I can rest. Because if I don't, I'm thinking through, hey, that song, so I didn't change that bridge. What if we did a key change right here? Now, let me go get my computer real quick because I need to edit this. So
That
now I'm
real
up.
quick.
Well, I'm
Turn
gonna
it
send it
off.
to you, bro. It's like, so it starts off with affirmations to be like, I am great. I am a money magnet. Money flows through me. Like it's some positive affirmations. Then it fades away. And then it's just soundscapes. And bro, I put it real low on a Bluetooth speaker. And it my I have a this is my second phone, my real phone I'm using for the recording. But I have this, I'll have it hooked through the charger. And it plays for, and it's a 7 hour video. I normally sleep for that time, so that's what I do, man. And it locks me in. And my wife, she had troubles with sleep, years back. Ever since we started sleeping to that, she's been able to,
Send me that. I would like to see that. But yeah, we have the same regimen. I'd be like, hey, let's watch TV. Hey, listen to a song. Let's listen to something completely. So that would be great, because I do. I appreciate the moments where I can, like today, I haven't picked up my computer. I picked up my computer. That's why I ain't charged. I picked up my computer when we was doing this.
Man, I ain't
I
think this is gonna happen. I was like, man, Phil about to get a call. He gonna go in a session. He gonna
Bro,
get on a plane. Hit with
I felt like my schedule was gonna be cool. We've been rehearsing every day, and I heard everybody this morning. I was like, my guy, he asked me to do the joint. I got him. Matter of fact, we about to just chill for the whole day. We ain't doing nothing.
Thank
We
you,
gonna sleep.
man. Thank you,
And we
bruh.
so, like, bro, you're a deal.
Mama,
Come on, man.
I
You
made
are
it.
a big deal, and especially for our community, you're a big deal that deals in the big deals. So
Thank you, bro.
you literally sit around and I think it's spiritual, but you sit around and you say, who needs this? Who needs what God gave me? And you pour into people, bro. And I hope so your river never runs dry, bro. I pray for you, man. And
Thank you, bro.
often that my friends and the people that I know, your success, you know what I'm saying, is used as fuel. Y'all success is used as fuel that you are able to move to and fro, bro. As many times as I can, as much as I can, I want to be able to encourage you like you encourage everybody else.
Thank you,
Like,
bro.
cause I've been in the place where I needed, you know what I'm saying, someone. That's why I said our connection was so crazy, because you hit me up
I
and
didn't
got
know
some
who you were when we met, bro. I was just like, dude,
that's the
cool.
crazy one. That's great. Josh had put us on. We were talking doing some of the money stuff and
Yeah,
figuring that stuff
we was trying to change our life.
Yeah.
We
And
weren't on
when
no music.
I was like, this guy is cool, man. I said, so that's when the exchange of information came. And you've been solid, bro. You've been solid since the
Hey,
since
if Kurt
yeah.
O'Tamlin watching this or something, man, please don't judge me. I was sick last night, Phil. So all of
Yeah.
this, I don't judge me, Phil, please. I just want to, man, I feel terrible. I've been sneezing through this whole interview, and the people
It
gonna
be
watch
like
it.
that, bro. Some of my people were sick. Like, I
In
had
the whole
bottles the other
room.
day. Bro, listen,
I had a fever of
bottles
one of 100 last night, and it went down to 99. Now it's at like 98. I'm muscling through this because I did not want to have to reschedule you. You and
I
Glenn
got
in the same
sick,
day,
yeah. I'm glad.
I was like, nah, we got to do this. Sick and all. I'm about to do this.
Bro,
So
I got
y'all can
30 people
laugh
in my
at me, but
choirhouse.
I'm gonna seize the
Yeah.
opportunity.
Dog, anytime, man. I love doing stuff like this with the homies. Just sitting
Yeah.
up and me and some of my guys were talking about a podcast. I'm gonna hit you up about that too. We were talking about just sitting around, just saying
Bruh,
like basically
hit me
what the
up.
context of it was. Y'all, both of y'all, like just the
This the game
context
changer
of.
right here, bro. It's the game changer. DJI. It's a game changer. So I know you've been seeing everybody walking around with these little blocks. You see people talking on YouTube, they had a little block, so they talking like this. Okay. So it's a game changer. Matter of fact, I'm not even gonna talk on here because I coach people. I charge people for that. I'm gonna tell you offline. I'm gonna tell you offline. Yeah, because there's a way that you can do a podcast very, very low key, as in you don't have to do it in a record studio, bro. You don't have to do it. You could, bruh, we record our podcast. We take two or three phones, set them up, and the audio is going directly in the phone through the.
BG,
Bruh. We all got our Yetis and stuff. I'll talk about it offline. Anyway, yeah, I'll talk about
yeah.
that. I can't give them
Tell secrets
everything
around
on
here.
here.
Tell secrets around here, Doc.
Everything, man. I'm trying to give him the game for $9.99. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
But
Doc.
yeah, we done here, man. I really, really appreciate this conversation. I'm on
Yep.
10. I'm inspired. You and Glenn in the same day. I'm glad it wasn't combined because you needed your own and he needed his own. And this is amazing, bro. I'm on 1,000. Justin,
Yeah.
how do you feel, man? I mean, his story. And I
It
know we didn't need,
is.
we just scratched the surface.
We just
Yeah.
crazy. We got to get to the part. When we do the next one, we're going to get through the loss. We're going to get through the loss, dog. We're going to get through the kids and the.
Yeah, you got it's so much just to unpack, to rewatch. Like, let me see the replay right now. It's a lot to unpack.
So
Yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
I'm
much, man.
excited. I appreciate y'all sitting with me, man. I'm at the crib. I wasn't even on. Normally, when you're on, you'd be like, "Yeah, man, I don't think I, But when you off with the guys, you'd be like, "Man, that was crazy, bro. That
Yeah,
joke was great."
this not that. Yeah, this not that. That's why we didn't name it a podcast. It is a podcast
Yeah.
by definition, but we called it Self Mastery, the audio experience. I didn't want to be pigeonholed by podcast rules. There may be a podcast where we may not use these at all. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? It's like that's not. I just want to give people jewels and really break down the part that's really behind all of the stuff you're seeing is that mastering oneself. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I don't want to start too much trouble, but it's just I've never, not once in 30 years I've been playing in church. I've been going to church all my life, but in 30 years I've been playing, I've never heard a prophet come down the aisle. People come down, he say, you got to do what it takes. You got to get a secure car to raise your credit score. I've never heard him say,
Never.
your cholesterol's too high. It's just always the, you know what I'm saying? And our people need development. And Glenn was really messing with it. He was like, bro, I really like what you're doing, bro. I was like, bro, we in the church have been suffering from bad development. Five rocks. JESUS. No. Bro, you got to kill giants before you be a king. That's the lesson. Let's make it practical for 2023. People don't care about these people out here, the people we're reading about, people that's killing people. They don't care about David and Goliath. They need the lesson. You can teach it, but make it practical. And it's just not, I'm pretty sure Concord's killing it. But I'm telling you, a lot of churches that are even on TV, it's very, very charismatic. And people are not getting the right development, especially our people.
Honestly, it's one of, for me, that was one of the moves. Why, going to Concord, because I was at a place, thank God, that I didn't need. My portfolio was good. I'm good. I didn't have any issues in that space. Absolutely. But going to Concord, I was able to look at it in a couple other spaces. Like, okay, the money is dope. It's real dope. Like, real, real dope. Yeah, but you know,
I love it.
So I'm thinking about moving to Dallas. My kids gonna have to come. So what are they coming into? So sitting under a pastor that built the church through, you know, the dollar mentalities and you're gonna do this and you're gonna do this. I'm like, yeah, but that don't happen. My mama did that. It ain't never happened. She bought all the Peter Popoff's oils and the waters and the stuff, and she ain't had nothing.
The camel hair from Israel.
Yeah, that camel hat didn't do nothing for the car. It still broke down. That stuff won't do nothing. The spring water didn't make you skinny. It just made you have
spring water.
Yeah, you got spring water. Y'all selling disease out here. Y'all ain't even storing this stuff right. You know, yeah, we they killing us. They killing us out here and don't care. You know, so I had to, you know, my aunts
so
and all
spiritual,
of them.
So spiritual, bro. So spiritual. You know, Bill.
Pseudo spirituality of these people. You know what I'm saying? It's the pseudo spirituality. It's the assumed. You think that just because you heard something, you believe it to be true, you can spread it.
Yeah.
And the truth affect everybody else. It's not. Have a conversation with me. Say, hey, the reason that you guys are dying is because you're overweight. You're dying because you're overweight.
Diabetes
is killing our church. It's killing us. You got all the people we want to do. We got a sick and shut in.
Don't
list.
Tell nobody else they get in the house. They need to get good labs.
Stop telling them to apply for houses. Tell them to go get them a primary care physician.
And the churches that have figured that out are winning.
I'm winning. This one.
Real development.
As a matter of fact, you don't have to go anywhere. You know, like it was a Sunday, and I was like, I had to give them a standing ovation. I was the only nigga standing there looking crazy. But my pastor was like, hey, listen, we have, I know it's difficult in Dallas because of COVID to find good primary care physicians on your own. They were like, so we have 100 sitting outside, and they're willing to have a conversation with you. There's some rooms they're going to do physical.
Coming to Dallas.
Right there on the spot. I was like,
yeah, man, I'm coming to Dallas. That's real spiritual development.
But y'all the real deal, man. Thanks for letting me jump up here with y'all, man, and talk a little bit. All that stuff, man. Let me know when we go on the next one, man, so we can get in there.
We're gonna look. I'm gonna put some. I told Glenn. I said, man, nah, this is different. I gotta put some money behind these episodes. I gotta put these. I gotta put this on the algorithm. I'm gonna push these, bro. And please, you know, anybody you can think of also in your circle, please. I'll be, and it could be you and them, whatever, bro. But I already know.
We need to get on and jump on with the fellas because they got a little vibe going and talking about the stuff that we on, how the parallel of the man and the music. That's crazy. Great divide is what we call
it. Oh, yeah, that sounds like something right there.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Once again, we've had Phil Bryant in here. We didn't even get into like Stellars and stuff. Like, we're going to bring him back, y'all. But we just want to say shout out to Phil Bryant for coming through. Mr. Producer, Mr. Musician, Mr. Now we know all around character.
Yes, sir.
All around character. Salutes to you, bro. Salutes to you. And thanks for coming to Self Mastery. Remember, everybody, the dream is free, but the hustle sold separately. We out.